producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
You guys are in for a treat because we've got an outstanding guest standing by to tell us all about his great adventure. That's right, author extraordinaire Tom Cotter is going to be joining us for this entire hour as he tells us all about the Barn Find Road Trip 2016. Tom and his good buddies, Michael Allen Ross and Brian Barr, have launched their second Barn Find Drive, kicked off on November 1st on Route 66, and we're going to find out where he's been, what he's seen, what he's found, and invite you to call in with any questions that you might have, because we are live all across North America on great radio stations, as well as around the world at GCNLive.com. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Any of those will suffice. Any longtime listeners of the program are very familiar with Tom Cotter, as he's been on the show many, many times. He is, without question, one of my favorite guests in the entire automotive universe. This guy has written so many books. The Barn Find series, it all began with the Cobra in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, the Vincent in the barn, Corvette in the barn, and then of course he did a book last year that did extraordinarily well that we're going to shine the spotlight on upcoming, called Barn Find Road Trips, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000 Lost Collector Cars Discovered. That's on sale right now. You can read all about last year's trip. And again, we're going to dive deep into that book a little bit today, but we're going to do a full hour on that in the not-too-distant future. He also has written 50 Shades of Rust, Barn Finds You Wish You'd Discovered. And he also has written a very cool book, even though he told me it was the most difficult book that he wrote in his career to date. Rockin' Garage is Collecting, Racing, and Riding with Rock's Great Gearheads, with a foreword by my good friend Billy F. Gibbons. Tom Cotter joins us live from Route 66 on the second Road Trip Barn Find Special. Hello there, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, Bob.
Well, tell us where you are right now at the moment.
I'm sitting in a police station in Clinton, Oklahoma.
Hopefully you haven't been arrested. Don't tell me we're going to have to bail you out here.
No, it's quite amazing. There is no cell phone coverage anywhere around here. And so I'm frantic. The clock's ticking down. And I said, well, the police have to know the best way for me to make a phone call. So a wonderful lady that works here, dispatcher Kathy Alexander, invited us in to use the phone. So I have a get-out-of-jail-free card. And, and you know, it's so cool because, you know, my books are all about people, not about necessarily the cars. And we're just sitting here talking to Kathy, and she has a 65 Ford pickup truck that her father bought new and has a 428 Cobra Jet engine in it that he used to haul his Boss 429 Mustang to the drag strip with, and it's sitting in her yard waiting restoration. And so we're going to include that in the book. It's
oh,
great.
Oh, wow. Absolutely incredible. Let me get that again. A 65 Ford F-250 powered by a Cobra Jet 428 with a 4-speed. How rare is that? Talk about a find. That is incredible.
It's a very rare truck, and it's the story behind it. You know, like, her father had it, and she inherited it. Now her son's going to restore it. So three generations on one vehicle. I just talked to her son and he got it running real well, and he went burning rubber with it faster than he's ever gone in his life. And actually, Kathy lost her license in that truck when she was 16 years old. So it's got quite a storied history.
That's great. As I noted at the top, your lifelong car nut compatriots there, Michael Allen Ross and Brian Barr, were also along for the ride for the second barn find adventure, Route 66. And folks can check out, if you go to Facebook, Barn Find Road Trips, Motor Books is what you have to look up, just Barn Find Road Trips. And you can check out, and I just logged on there right now, and you can actually see pictures. You've got already pictures up of this 65 Ford F-250. Wow, you are the man. And you've also recently posted a picture of the vehicle that you're driving, and you've got to tell our listeners all about that. And you had lunch at a iconic place called Happy Burger. So tell us about Happy Burger, and tell us about the vehicle that you guys are piloting.
Well, we're driving a 1939 Ford Woody Wagon that I actually found in a barn when I was 15 years old. That was 1969, and you know, it's now got a modern drivetrain in it, and it hums down the road at 80 miles an hour. It's really a wonderful vehicle, and it gets attention wherever it goes. So we're driving down Route 66, and we have a wonderful map and a kind of a tour guide of special interest locations, and we stopped at Happy Burger yesterday, which was put there in 1957 or maybe 55, and what an amazing cheeseburger they made, and they're well known for their French fries, and they were terrific. And you know, this building is iconic. It's never been altered or modernized, and so we're really, you know, sitting there and eating in a really piece of history. And that's the way it's been. Gas stations, restaurants, hotels, all along this road. It's really like driving through a 2,000-mile-long museum.
Oh, that is fantastic. Taking a look at some of the other pictures that you can find at Barn Find Road Trip Motorbooks, that you found a Packard Ambulance by Henny. Tell us about this vehicle. Looks definitely in need of restoration, but certainly a vehicle with a great story, no doubt.
Right. Apparently, Packard sent a bunch of chassis to Henny Body Company, and they would build standard length and extended length wheelbase vehicles that would either be used as ambulances or hearses. And that car was not sitting by itself in a field. It was sitting among 50, I think 50 other cars. I think we found 51 Packards in that one location, owned by a gentleman who, here it is, Ken Knepper, in downtown Tulsa. I'm talking in downtown Tulsa. And he lives right there. He's got a shop. It's at the site of the old automotive assembly plant. They used to assemble the Tulsa 4, F-O-U-R, vehicles there. And it burned down, but he's got a shop there. And collects and restores Packards. Since 1962, he got his first one. He still has that vehicle. And 52 Packards he has right now. Unbelievable. He has convertibles and four doors and two doors and ambulances and hearses. It's just an amazing collection of vehicles. And we got that clue from somebody that was reading our Facebook site, hashtag Barn Find Road Trip, and they gave us a clue. You might want to check this out. It was from a UPS delivery man that passed that location every day and said, there's a bunch of old cars there. So we got on our GPS and went down there, and son of a gun, it was a 1 hour well spent, 1 hour, that was for sure.
Going back to a year ago when you guys did the first road trip, three guys, 14 days, and 1,000 lost collector cars discovered. I know you told the story last week on a different set of radio stations, but your publisher at Motor Books was a little bit skeptical that you were going to find that many collector vehicles along the road. When we come back on the other side, we'll tell everybody about that story, and then we'll tell everybody more about the Route 66 adventure. This is Auto World.
Let's you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We've got author extraordinaire Tom Cotter with us. He's joining us live from a police station. No, he is not under arrest. He's in a portion of Oklahoma with very poor cell coverage and went into the police station, and thanks to a very nice woman there, he is live. live with us on the radio. Barn Find Road Trips, Motor Books. If you go to Facebook, also on Twitter, and everywhere in between. And if you would like to reach out and say hello to Tom via the telephone right now would be a good opportunity at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Before the break there, I was talking about the book that I have actually just a couple of inches away from me, which is just wonderful. Just received it just a little while back. It's what a wonderful Christmas present this is, holiday present. Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, 1,000 Lost Collector Cars Discovered. This is the road trip you did last year with your same compatriots. And going into that trip, I know that your publisher, Motor Books, was a little bit concerned. Tell us a little bit about that concern, Tom.
Well, my publisher, Zach Miller at Motor Books, liked the idea of us just going on the road to almost like a reality show on TV without TV. Like, we're just going to go and discover cars as we can. And so he said, well, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do that book. And he said, do you think you can find 100 cars? And I said, you know, I have to hope that in 14 days I can find 100 cars, but it's hard to say. And so we left a restaurant near my house, Bagel Bin, where we always seem to leave Bagel Bin and go on these adventures. And so it's become a tradition of ours. So within 90 minutes of leaving Bagel Bin, we got into Virginia, and we found 60 cars in Snowball Bishop's farm field, 60 old Fords in Max Meadow, Virginia. And I called my publisher and said, we're not going to have a problem hitting 100. And we found 60 in 90 minutes.
Oh, what a great story. So for road trip number two, Route 66 was the choice. They call it the Mother Road, and of course, Nat King Cole made the song famous. It's been covered by, oh, hundreds of other artists. I mean, that's what we should be playing, all Route 66 music throughout this hour of the program. But I myself have not driven it. It's one of those things that I want to do someday. I know our mutual friend Ken Gross did it a couple of years back on his way to SEMA in a hot rod and very much enjoyed that. But how about for you? Was this something that you always wanted to do the Route 66 run?
Well, you know, I guess we always feel, at least I do, that I was born too late. You know, like all the good things happened 20 years before I was born, or, you know, they were happening when I was 5 years old, whatever. And so Route 66 is one of those nostalgic roads that you hear about and you read, you know, On the Road, Jack Kerouac. You know, it's a fabled road, and, you know, you just, as you know, I just got back from Cuba. And, you know, in Cuba, you can step back in time. It's almost like a time machine to go back into the 50s. Well, in some ways, so is Route 66, that the interstates have bypassed this road and have actually put quite a few towns in bad financial condition, because now people just tip down the interstate and go to big cities and stay in fancy new hotels and not go to the little towns like what I'm in that right now, Clinton, Oklahoma. So, you know, that plus, you know, the old show, Route 66. I was really a little bit young. I didn't really watch it much, but I remember it was two guys in a Corvette. And so we're three guys in a Woody. You know, well, we have a Corvette engine in a Woody, so it kind of makes sense. It's a wonderful place to visit this whole stretch from Chicago to L.A. We've got 1 week down and 1 week to go to get to the Santa Monica Pier. And it's been an incredible experience. You know, you talk about my compatriots. They're actually sitting here in the police station with me. Why don't I put you on the phone with Brian Barr, who's my strategist, my navigator. He's figuring out all the GPS coordinates and sites that we have to stop and see. So if it's okay, I'm going to put Brian Barr on.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Hey, Brian, thank you for joining us here live on Auto World. So you're the man in charge of all the planning and logistics, and I imagine you guys, number one, are having lots of fun. And tell us a little bit about your duties there on the road with Tom and the crew.
I'm essentially the guy that gets us lost. Today's been a great day. We've been on the road for 4 hours, and we've made it 26 linear miles. We've driven about 80, though. We're averaging about 200 miles a day. We embrace technology, from Google Earth to GPS to an app that we're using that's kind of like Hansel and Gretel leaving breadcrumbs behind. It's a tracking app.
Very good.
And we can touch every waypoint that we've been at. We've seen some really, really cool and fun stuff. But it's like summer, spring break for three guys reliving the past, going across country in an old car. We're having a ton of fun. Just a ton of fun.
Excellent. How about yourself, Brian? Have you ever been on Route 66 before? Is this your inaugural run?
This is my first run as well, and I couldn't think of two better guys to do it with or a better vehicle to do it in.
Oh, absolutely. And I know Tom, when he joined us last weekend on the show, told us that you guys did something special in Lake Michigan that you're actually going to follow up on what you did there at Lake Michigan a little later on in the trip. Tell our listeners around North America and around the world about what you did there at Lake Michigan.
Well, we thought it would be a cool idea to dip into Lake Michigan and get some water from one end of our journey and deposit it with water from the other end of our journey. So we're going to do that when we get to Santa Monica and the pier. And I used to live in Chicago, so right across from my old neighborhood, Diversey Harbor, Tom climbed down a rusty, slimy ladder and dipped into Lake Michigan. Michael actually got a great photo of that capturing it. So we are carrying very clear Lake Michigan water across country with us.
Oh, that is a fantastic story. I have heard from folks who have taken the run, and believe it or not, I've had people write me from as far away as England from the United Kingdom wanting to know if, I mean, here's a business idea. More than one person from England has written me saying, I want to drive Route 66 and I want to do it in a classic car. Does somebody rent classic cars to do such a thing? And I did some research and couldn't find anybody to do it. So this is something that definitely is not only an American thing, but it's a worldwide wish among car aficionados, among car geeks like ourselves. I mean, we want to get on this road and see what it's all about. And I've also heard, Brian, that the food, I mean, Tom was telling us about the burgers there yesterday. Tell us about some of the other cool food spots that you have hit along the way. We'll do that on the other side of this upcoming break as we pay a few bills. So, Brian, you hang with us. Make sure Tom doesn't do anything to get arrested in the police station. And take care of Michael as well. And we'll all take a quick time out and then more of Auto World around the bend. This is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say
Connor,
I was driving that.
Author of so many books, the Barn Find series of books, and he's on the Barn Find road trip, and he's brought along his compatriots, Michael Allen Ross and Brian Barr. This is their second Barn Find adventure. Kicked off November 1st on Route 66. They're calling in live from a police station in Oklahoma, and Brian is on the phone with us right now telling us a little bit about his duties on the road trip. And before that bottom of the hour break there, Brian, I was asking you about the food, and I've heard lots of great stories about lots of unique spots along the way. What have you hit so far, and what are you planning to hit in the days ahead?
Well, it's a great source of leads too, because eating local is where we find a lot of our leads. My highlight of the trip, though, for food right now is the Devil's Elbow, Elbow Inn restaurant in Missouri. They've got great barbecue, fantastic smoked sausage sandwich, and a ceiling that is lined with ladies' undergarments.
That is fantastic. What a great idea.
Exactly. It's been on Old 66. It was built back in the 20s, and it was the Munger Moss Sandwich Shop, and now it operates as a barbecue joint. Really cool little town.
That's great. As Tom mentioned, because of the building that has occurred over the last umpteen decades, the original Route 66 road is a little bit meandering, and I would imagine, you know, as you get closer to Route 66, hopefully, now you're in Oklahoma, where does your route take you next? Through New Mexico, Arizona, and then to California? What's the road ahead look like, Brian, or have you figured that out yet?
We have. We're hoping to make Amarillo, or as George Strait would say, Amarillo by morning, right? We're hoping to make Amarillo today and get through Texas in the next couple days and into New Mexico. There's some really great stuff in New Mexico. The Facebook page leads have been kind of flowing in pretty steady. You were talking before about folks in England. We met a great gent from Scotland who's riding across 66 on a bicycle who's friended us. We're getting leads as far as Australia from some folks who have been on 66 before, and we even have someone just outside of Paris following the trip on the Facebook page, which it's really kind of cool that we're international. So
that is wonderful.
Yeah, Tom just bonded Michael out of the local jail. So I'm going to hand you back to Tom really quick and settle up here with the bailiff.
All right, I understand. I knew this was going to happen. It was inevitable.
He's the photographer.
All right, thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. You just can't trust these photographers.
I believe me, I know several of the same sort. So thank you so much, Brian. This is Auto World. We're live with Tom Cotter and his compatriots, Michael Allen Ross and Brian Barr. They're on the second Barn Find road trip doing the Route 66 run. And the first Barn Find story, again, is chronicled in this wonderful book that you can pick up right now and make a perfect holiday present, Barn Find Road Trip. This was from last year. Three guys, 14 days, 1,000 lost collector cars discovered. How's it been going so far, Tom, on this trip as far as discovering vehicles? I know you've had some great finds, but you've also had a few frustrations along the way as well.
Well, it's not just pure numbers as far as cars we find. Now, that said, we found one place in Coffeyville, Kansas, with more than 2,000 incredible cars. Like, I could not believe it. So we, in one location, we blew out last year's trip totally. And they were, it was amazing. They were lined up. You want a 58 Chevy? Well, there's 40 of them. And right behind that is a line of 59 Chevys. And right behind that is a line of 60 Chevys. And these cars have been there since they opened this yard in 1969, so they've been sitting there that long. But the amazing thing was that they're not all stripped out. I mean, these cars, usually we go to junkyards and they're rusted hulks and there's nothing left. But the cars had taillights and headlights and grills and trim and bumpers and interior pieces. So there, you could find a car that you've always wanted to restore and drag it out of that place. Pretty amazing. But to me, the stories are not about the bulk of cars, but it's like onesie twosie. We just pull over and meet somebody with a car in their driveway, and you find out the story about that car and how it got there and how long they've had it and what they plan to do with it. And you know, it's finding the human interest side of these cars. That's, to me, that's the real treasure.
That is so true, Tom. I mean, just like you shared with us at the top, I mean, the fact that you went into this police station and talked with a nice lady there, and she told you the story of this 65 Ford 250, F-250 powered by a Cobra Jet 428 backed by a 4-speed. I mean, what a great story that is. And just taking a look at some of the pictures on the Facebook page here, it looks like along the way you visited some place where somebody is a fan of the animated movie Cars, because there's kind of a knockoff of Tomata there, Tomata, I should say. there's some cool shots there. Where was that, in Kansas?
Yeah, that was at a place, something Springs. What was it, do you remember? Galena, Kansas. And that truck, I don't know if that's the truck that was in the movie or just a replica of it or something, but it was in a very depressed downtown, lots of stores out of business, and then there was, you know, this little piece of happiness, which was this Mater tow truck in front of what used to be a gas station, now looked like a restaurant. So, you know, I think entrepreneurs, business people are trying to do what they can to bring people onto Route 66 and to maybe spend a little bit of money in these little towns that have been bypassed by Walmarts and interstate highways.
Oh, absolutely. And that is so common in today's world. And certainly this is a good time of year to be traveling in that neck of the woods. You're getting some great fall foliage to check out as well. And just seeing some of the pictures that you're posting here on Facebook of some really, really cool vehicles covered in leaves. Your photographer there, now that you've got him out of jail, he definitely gets a thumbs up for doing an outstanding job. Because the artwork here, I think, is going to just translate extraordinarily well in the book.
Well, actually, he's bailed out, and he's right next to me, so I can put you on the phone with the man himself, Michael Allen Ross from Napa Valley, California. So here's Michael.
All right, terrific. Hey, how's Michael, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm actually going to be in Napa next weekend. So,
you should stop by and have a glass of wine with me.
Well, I'll definitely take you up on that. My wife is deep into studying the business of wine, the Napa Valley Wine Academy.
Oh.
So we're going to visit that. But I was just saying to Tom that this time of the year, you know, gives you as a photographer, you know, a little extra bonus here with the foliage falling and the leaves on some of these cars. Some of these shots are just simply spectacular. What I'm seeing here on Facebook are just going to translate extraordinarily well into the actual book. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite shots so far and about some of the favorite venues that you've visited to date.
Well, I always say that there's nothing like Mother Nature adding something to a shot. We've gone through some incredible storms, and the aftermath of a storm and the sky adds such drama to the photograph. It's unbelievable.
When we come back, we're up against a break. When we come back, I want to hear lots more about that. We're going to hear more from the photographer extraordinaire from the Barn Find Road Trip Number 2. So don't go away. My name is Bob Long. We'll have more with Tom Cotter and his compatriots, including, that's right, Michael Allen Ross.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
If you're looking for the absolute perfect holiday gift or just everyday gift for the car guy in your life, car girl, car person, they're absolutely going to love this book. It's called Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, 1,000 Lost Collector Cars Discovered by Tom Cotter. Photography by Michael Allen Ross. You can see Michael's outstanding, absolutely glorious work in this book. Tom Cotter, along with Brian Barr and Michael Allen Ross, are joining us live right now as they're on road trip number two. They're in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the moment on their way on Route 66, and we're talking with photographer Michael Allen Ross. And before that hard network break, Michael, you were saying that on this Route 66 shoot that you've encountered a lot of storms, and there's nothing like Mother Nature to add a little extra touch to your great photographic work.
Oh, that's true. I mean, the skies we've been seeing in the evening, just this glorious light that comes through, and I'm always hoping that we're someplace really cool at the same time, and it seems to be working out that way. Some of the images that for the new book are just going to blow people's minds. And you asked what my favorite thing was, and I think just like Tom, it's really the people. We're documenting a lot of cars, and I could tell you about all car types of wonderful vehicles that we've seen, but it really comes down to the people. I'm just getting a thrill out of listening to these people, listening to their story, and then trying to tell you what that is through an image, taking their portrait, doing a portrait in that location, at that moment, with that light, and just give people a little bit of an honest image that will give them a little more in-depth story about their passion and the cars that they have. So that's kind of the highlight for me right now. Of course, I'm the guy driving the caboose in the back, you know. I'm trying to... so Ford Motor Company was nice enough to offer us a support vehicle. They did for Barn Find Road Trip, and they've done it again for this 66 edition. And I'm driving a brand new Expedition behind Tom's 39 Woody, and spending most of my time doing U-turns and trying not to hit him, because he's yet to figure out that there's somebody following him. And he'll just make a left, he'll make a right, he spins around. It's really kind of comical, but I have to say the safety system in this new Ford has saved me a couple of times when you're coming up on a vehicle and you're moving, you know, it's decreased or you're increasing the distance between the two of you is decreasing too rapidly. It comes up with a warning system to alert me, so that it really helps me with those little tiny tail lamps on that 39 Ford. So
it's so true. In the first hour of the program, we had one of the executives on talking about the Mustang, a vehicle I just drove recently, with all those cool gadgets like the adaptive cruise control, and you're absolutely right. It can be a lifesaver, because you never know what folks are going to do in front of you, and especially Tom.
I will attest to that, my friend. Definitely. Yeah.
How about your favorite meal to date? We got Brian's vote for his favorite. How about yourself, Michael? What's been your favorite eatery? What's been your favorite spot?
Well, you know what? I loved the Happy Burgers yesterday. Where were we? I can't remember where we're. But we were. Where were we? Near Tulsa, Oklahoma. And again, it's not only the food, but the people behind the counter, the people that own the place, just a great, great experience. And if you're traveling through there, you have to make a stop there. You really do.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you guys have had a whole lot of fun, and you got a lot more fun ahead of you. Michael Allen, Ross, thank you so much for taking time and telling us all about your great photographic work, and we can't wait to see the book when it's published. But in the meantime, congratulations on the first Traveling Road Series book. And again, you knocked my socks off, my friend. Thank you very much. Why don't you hand it back over to Tom?
I will. Thanks so much for your time, Bob. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Here's Mr. Cotter.
Here he is. So, Tom, this has been undoubtedly a great adventure for you as you move forward towards California. Is there going to be a grand celebration there besides bringing the water from Lake Michigan and dumping it off to Santa Monica Pier? Anything else? I know Motorbooks had a huge party. I didn't make it to SEMA this year, but 50 years of Motorbooks, which is fantastic. I love Motorbooks, and who doesn't love Motorbooks? But I guess they had a big shindig, and we both missed it out there in the city of Sin, Las Vegas. But have they got anything planned for you at the conclusion of this trip?
Well, I think Nicole Sheely, who is the PR person, she'll probably get a hold of maybe a car club or something like that. I was thinking if we could see, we're going to get there on Sunday. I'd love to do a book signing at Motor Books, at Auto Books and Aero Books in Burbank.
Yeah.
But their book signing day is on Saturday, and I just don't think we're going to make it. So it might be just us pouring a bottle of water in the Pacific Ocean and then picking up another bottle of water from the Pacific Ocean so we can drop it back off in Lake Michigan. Then I'm going to stop by and visit Jay Leno's place for a little while, and then we're going to hit the road and hightail it back to Chicago.
That sounds like an awful lot of fun, definitely. And, you know, food-wise, did I ask you what your favorite was to date? I'm a little brain dead at the moment. I know I got Brian's vote, I got Michael's vote, but I don't think I asked the man himself. So far, what has been the best meal? What has been the greatest eating experience to date?
Well, we're trying to eat non-franchise restaurants. We're trying to eat in downtown locations, you know, that you can actually meet the owner. That's the kind of place we're finding. But the place that stands out to me was a custard stand. What was the name of it? Ted Drew's Custard Stand, and it was in St. Louis. And it apparently world famous. We asked somebody about custard, and they said, you have to visit this place. There's two locations. And it was just out of this world, just amazing. And, again, another, you know, probably a 60- or 70-year-old building, you know, with the same old signs I've had. It's like, man, this is
you know, this stuff is usually bulldozed over, and new you know shopping malls are put up there, and these places on Route 66 still exist. It's just amazing. So my favorite's been the Custer's in St. Louis.
That's a very good vote, and definitely everybody in the St. Louis area, I'm sure you're familiar with it. If you're traveling through that area, check it out. It's got Tom's recommendation. And again, be sure and check out Barn Find Road Trip. That's the book that's out right now. Three guys, 14 days, 1,000 lost collector cars discovered. You and I will do a deep dive into this book, but just quickly, tell us about some of your favorite stories from the first book that's out there right now for purchase on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and all the usual bookstores that you frequent. Tell us about some of your favorite stories from that book.
Well, the collection of cars that was most impressive to me was in just north of Baltimore. We covered four states. It was Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. We ended up at Hershey. So it was about maybe 2 days before we got to Hershey, and we had a little car problem with the Woody. We got it fixed, and we're driving through Baltimore, and somebody told us, you got to check this guy Mike Annan out. And he's, I forget what town it was in, but it's north of Baltimore. And we got there, and it was light out. It was probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there were cars all over the place, you know, front yard, side yard. But then there was a tall fence, probably an 8-foot fence. We couldn't see behind it. We realized that was probably the best place. So we knocked on the door. His son answered. He said, you have to come back after 8 o'clock because my dad's working now. So we went back at 8 after 8 p.m., and it was pitch black, dark out. So he gave us flashlights, and it was like going through Jurassic Park. We were going through literally a jungle that had grown up in his backyard, a bamboo jungle, and would be pushing aside bamboo plants. Oh, and there's a jaguar, and pushing aside. Oh, and there's a Tatra, and pushing. Oh, and there's a Citroen 2CV. And well, there was 150 cars in this man's backyard, Divco milk trucks, and big block Chevelle. And all he bought them all not by happen chance, but he bought them and he rents them out to movies that are filmed in the D.C. area. He had a bunch of Trabants, which are the East German cars that have fiber bodies on them and two-cylinder smoky engines, but he rents those out to movies that are filmed in the area, and that might be about Poland or Czechoslovakia or East Germany. Just an amazing collection of cars, and this guy just, what a wonderful man, just took us into his house and showed us his backyard and his basement. And he, I mean, if we think we love cars, we're not even scratching the surface.
Such a great story, and as you point out, it's not just about the cars, it's about the stories and the people. Everybody check out Barn Find Road Trip, three guys, 14 days, 1,000 lost collector cars discovered, published by Motor Books International by Tom Cotter. Tom, my friend, thank you for joining us live from Oklahoma, and my best to you and Michael and Brian as you make your way along Route 66. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.